Hi, Lindsay from K. John's Jewelry Company. For as long as we've been here, there's been one principle guiding us: treat people with honesty and respect. That's why we never discount. We've always believed that pricing jewelry fairly every single day is the right thing to do. No inflated margins, no pretending something is a deal, just integrity. But now we're entering one of the biggest moments in our history, and we want to share it with you. After decades of showcasing designers we admire, it's time for K. John's to create something deeply personal, our own jewelry designs, crafted with the love and experience this community has given us. To make room for this new chapter, we're liquidating our entire current inventory. December 2nd through Christmas Eve, experience more than just a sale. It's a thank you from our family to yours. A thank you for every visit, every story shared, every moment you've trusted us to be a part of. And this is your chance to take home something truly special at prices we'll never offer again. We're so grateful for the decades of support you've given us, and we can't wait to show you what comes next. K. John's Jewelry Company, where every piece begins with gratitude.
Let's be honest, everyone hates putting up Christmas lights. So why not just skip it this year? The truth is, it's not about the lights. It's about creating the memories. It's about seeing the kids' faces light up and not spending all day hanging up lights. I'm Aaron King, the owner of Slow Holiday Lights. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. We design, install, maintain, and store the beautiful Christmas lights so you don't have to lift a finger. No ladders to fall off of, no tangled lights to mess with, no stress, period. Look us up at slowholidaylights.com.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, December 8th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
City of Atascadero to discuss ordinance on illegal fireworks liability. Atascadero Police Department warning residents of a mail scam. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 38 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service, board-certified master arborist. They'll be there when you need them. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting will be Tuesday, December 9th at 6 p.m. Outside of the consent calendar, the council will discuss an urgency ordinance regarding illegal fireworks in the city. The agenda says this was drafted in response to public comment from community members expressing concerns about the dangers and disturbances caused by illegal fireworks within Atascadero neighborhoods. The ordinance was drafted by staff, which would hold special hosts liable for illegal fireworks discharged on property while they are not in control of. A social host is defined in part as the owner of private property or a person who has the right to use, possess, or occupy public or private property under a lease, license, permit, rental agreement, or contract. The ordinance would carry a fine of $1,000 for each illegal fireworks violation, up to a cap of $10,000 per calendar day for every new violation, and could be prosecuted criminally. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. Atascadero Police Department warning of a mail scam. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialist. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The Atascadero Police Department is warning residents of a mail scam. The department says a resident brought them a letter, envelope, and check that appeared to be legitimate, but was in fact a fraud attempt. The envelope contained a cashier's check for about $41,000, with the attached letter saying that the recipient must text a certain number before proceeding to deposit and cash the check. Any attempt to deposit or cash without getting authorization from this number will be returned, the letter says. The Atascadero Police Department warns residents to not be a victim of fraud this holiday season. If you aren't expecting money, it is most likely a scam. When in doubt, reach out to the department for confirmation. Pastorals Public Works announced a lane closure has been scheduled for a section of Niblick Road. The section will be a portion of the westbound right lane of Veterans Memorial Bridge. The closure will occur today from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Crews will install a necessary seal medallion on the bridge column and add new lettering designating the structure as Veterans Memorial Bridge. Motorists should anticipate minor delays and are encouraged to use caution when traveling through the work zone. The Pastorables Police Department will be holding another Coffee with the Cop event. This will be held at Black Sheep Sourdough, located at 1306 Pine Street, Suite D, December 18th from 8 to 10 a.m. Coffee with the Cop seeks to foster an open dialogue between the police and the community, breaking down barriers between officers and citizens, and allowing an opportunity for members of the public to ask questions. The community is encouraged to stop by for a cup of free coffee donated by Black Sheep Sourdough. 30 students achieved perfect scores in the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District on the 2024-25 California Assessment of Student Performance and Progress. The state assessment is for students in grades 3-8 and grade 11. Earning a perfect score is a rare and exceptional achievement, according to the district, reflecting mastery of rigorous grade-level standards and a deep understanding of academic content. The 30 students were recognized during the November 18th board meeting, presented with certificates that recognized their outstanding performance. Drivers can expect some delays of up to 20 minutes this week on Geneseo Road in Paso Robles. County Public Works will be conducting maintenance along Geneseo Road, south of the intersection with Ground Squirrel Hollow Road, continuing about 1 mile north to a point east of the sharp corner on Geneseo. Work is scheduled to start Tuesday, December 9th, and will go through Friday, December 12th. Work will last from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. In sports for the NFL, yesterday the Rams beat the Cardinals 45-17, the Broncos over the Raiders 24-17, the Packers beat the Bears 28-21, the Texans over the Chiefs 20-10. Tonight, the Chargers will face the Eagles. On Sunday, December 14th, KPRL will have the Raiders and Eagles game, then the Vikings and Cowboys game in the evening. In the NBA, yesterday the Lakers beat the 76ers 112-108, the Warriors over the Bulls 123-91. On Saturday, the Kings beat the Heat 127-111, the Timberwolves over the Clippers 109-106. Tonight, the Kings will face the Pacers, the Spurs will go against the Pelicans, the Timberwolves will face the Suns. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:13. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. The Writers Guild Union among those coming out against the planned sale of Warner Brothers Discovery to Netflix.
The Writers Guild, the Teamsters have also raised their objections. The movie theater owners have also raised their objections. So not a lot of people are feeling this deal out there.
Entertainment writer Sean McNulty, the Writers Guild, with a statement saying, quote, "The world's largest streaming company swallowing one of its biggest competitors is what antitrust laws were designed to prevent. Holiday season burglaries rattling business owners as police beef up patrols outside stores. Burbank Sports Card store owner Keith Wynn says $100,000 worth of Pokemon cards were taken from his shop.
They went for the sealed product and not really for the cards in the showcase, which are serialized and can be traceable. So they went for the easy to move stuff, it seemed like.
Card shops in several other states reporting store break-ins targeting high-value Pokemon cards in recent months. Gas prices in the state continue to go down, now averaging $4.46 a gallon, down 10 cents from last week, 24 from last month. Jeff Scott, California News.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code CAB to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code CAB for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code CAB for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. A new rule by the Trump administration is expected to narrow the scope of federal oversight on the nation's wetlands and other waterways. The proposed rule clarifies what waters of the United States means and carries out directives from a 2023 U.S. Supreme Court ruling about how the Clean Water Act applies to working farmland. It aims to ensure that only relatively permanent, standing, or continuously flowing bodies of water, such as streams, oceans, rivers, and lakes, and wetlands that are connected to indistinguishable from such water bodies, are federally regulated. Farm advocates say that the rule could save farmers time and money by reducing permitting requirements for activities on their land. The Supreme Court clearly ruled several years ago that the government overreached in its interpretation of what fell under federal guidelines, American Farm Bureau President Zibby Duvall said, adding that the new rule protects critical water sources while respecting the efforts of farmers to protect the natural resources they've been entrusted with. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the mid-60s. East-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-30s. East-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 60s. East-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, mostly sunny on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday next week. Upper 60s Wednesday and Thursday, low 70s Friday, upper 60s Saturday, mid-60s on Sunday, 67 a week from today. Currently, it is 38 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morrow Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Now through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morrow Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your Slo County Golf Card before January 1st.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Shares of Carvana are likely to hit a record high today after the company's inclusion on the S&P 500, capping a stunning turnaround for the used car company, known for their iconic car vending machines. The Federal Reserve begins a two-day meeting tomorrow, expected to conclude Wednesday afternoon with another quarter-point interest rate cut. White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett, who has been rumored to be the president's next Fed choice, saying this morning, quote, if I have to be that choice, I'll be pleased to help him, end quote. IBM announcing it's acquiring Confluent to create a smart data platform for enterprise generative AI, the deal valued at $11 billion. And President Trump also planning to take action on AI, posting on Truth Social this morning, there must only be one rule book if we are going to continue to lead in AI. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Frank Lanza, invested in you.
If a Lenovo computer for your business is on your holiday list, don't shop around. Just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com. It's your last chance to get exclusive deals on the PCs you want for your business, like the ThinkPad X9 14 Aura Edition and Yoga 7i 2-in-1. So avoid all that shopping chaos and price comparing, and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 35% off. That's Lenovo.com. Lenovo.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Attention! At K. John's Jewelry Company, everything must go. Rings, necklaces, bracelets, earrings, possibly even Fred's leftover lunch in the break room. We're clearing it all out. Bring your wallets. Bring your friends. Bring snacks. This is not a drill. We're clearing out all our designer jewelry to make room for our brand new, totally original K. John's designs in the coming year. That's right. All our beloved designer pieces at true liquidation prices as a thank you to the community that supported us for generations. Wait. Real discounts, you may ask? Not ho-ho holiday markups disguised as deals? Nope. Real discounts. December 2nd through Christmas Eve, K. John's Jewelry Company. where we've always priced fairly, but now we're pricing fairly ridiculously.
This Friday, 5 to 9 p.m., Atascadero Sunken Gardens and the entire downtown will be transformed into a magical winter wonderland with over 70 tons of snow, a massive snow slide, a snow pile area, Joe's Little Train, a bungee jump, face painting, along with live music and dance performances, and of course, a special visit by Santa. Shop downtown merchants and over 50 craft and food vendors. Winter Wonderland, this Friday, 5 to 9 p.m. Details at visitatascadero.com.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for our client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m., or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can text that number, 238-KPRL. To join us on the Monday edition here on The Right Choice. This afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have Gina Fitzpatrick from the Pass the Robles Event Center, or like most people call it, the Mid-State Fair. So enjoy that, and also Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour. Also, some really cool news in NFL football. Former Pass the Robles standout, well, Josh Oliver. How about this? The Commanders, well, not the Commanders, the Vikings shut out the Commanders 31-0. Now, Josh had two catches for 24 yards. Both of those catches were for touchdowns. Pretty cool. Way to go, Josh Oliver. All right, let's see. Also, speaking of a hometown and so forth, folks, if you have not seen the downtown city park here in Paso Robles, you have got to see it at night. It is absolutely beautiful. I don't know if they've added from last year or they designed it differently. I can't remember. I mean, it looked good last year, but this year it is just... It's well worth going down there when they're lit up at night. Oh, it's beyond magical, beyond magical. So, all right, let's see here. What do we have going on? Well, there's quite a few things going on. There's polls, and there's this and that, and more Americans and Californians in particular. And let's see here in California. That 6 in 10 people are not happy with the Trump administration and what ICE is doing in the state of California. Okay. And they actually, it's 71% of Californians surveyed say they disapprove of the job ICE is doing here in California. They are. Okay. And again, according to this one, 6 in 10 Americans are not necessarily, it happened, they're feeling that immigration enforcement has gone too far. Really? You may remember the story last week of the 25-year-old driver who crashed and killed a Paso man last week. He was 63 years old. The 25-year-old is an illegal immigrant who previously lost his license. That's what the authorities have said. He was booked into county jail, but he was released from jail before an immigration detainer was filed. 63-year-old man is dead. Legal immigrant, and we have Americans that don't like what ICE is doing. Makes you wonder. Makes you wonder if they have a conscience or not. And what I found somewhat interesting, that there is no official comprehensive count on the exact number of Americans killed by undocumented immigrants, illegals, as federal and local enforcement agencies do not consistently track the immigration status of individuals involved in homicides. U.S. law enforcement agencies and the federal government, including the FBI, do not have a robust system to track the precise number of crimes committed by people based on their immigration status. Well, the United States government can get all kind of information regarding us citizens, and they can't do this? I find that extremely hard to believe. Okay. So the U.S. Immigration and Custom Enforcement reports provide information on arrest of non-citizens with criminal records. However, various circulations around, especially social media, and also, part of that on social media should be obviously political differences, and the numbers that are claimed on there, there is a wide disparity in fast checkers. It lacks the evidence that some of the numbers that do come out. Okay, so we just don't know, again, according to this. Multiple academic studies and analysis, such as those by the Cato Institute and the National Bureau of Research, indicate that undocumented immigrants generally commit crimes, including homicides, at a lower rate than native-born United States citizens. Well, if they weren't here, they wouldn't be committing any. So, anyway, we have a person in Paso Robles dead by somebody who's here illegally and had their license lost. Speaking of licenses, this is an inside source that's fairly reliable, that there is suspicion that the Santa Maria office of the Social Security is where some people get identification. I don't know if it's known by those, I'll just say private citizens. It's hard for me to believe that those in law enforcement aren't aware of it. And if that's the case, if it's true, then why isn't that being looked into? More abuse in government, no doubt about it. And speaking of that, I told you about this story last week. Now, you would have to look on your phone bills to see where the extra fee is that you have been charged for the next generation 911 system. And that's for the last 6 years. It was an extra fee on your phone service to fund the system. And now, after spending $450 million, that's your money, the system has been scrapped. The whole project, it doesn't work. And again, that is your money, and what's the ramification? Nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. So, once again, more of your money just gone down the drain. And the thing about it is, from what I read over the weekend, on the 911 system, and again, it's not 50-50, but it is before this went into effect or tried to go into effect, that many that worked within the 911 system said, although it was older, it did work. So we do this, and it's a disaster, an absolute disaster. And so we're going to spend more money on this again. So just a couple of things to keep, you know, to remind you, but apparently the voting doesn't change that because people just never learn. It doesn't seem like. All right. Also, this is not a surprise either that another study, and I almost have to laugh at these studies because this is nothing that should be new, that parents may want to delay smartphones for kids. Duh. Some more research links early smartphone ownership to higher health risk in teens or tweens, if you want to call them that. And this is before the age of 12. There were over 10,000 children in this survey that were tracked, and it found strong links between early smartphone ownership and higher odds of depression, obesity, and inefficient sleep by age 12. Obviously, the earlier the kids got a phone, the greater the risk. Now, the study compared 12-year-olds who owned smartphones and those who did not. Kids with phones were more likely to show signs of depression, carry extra weight, and sleep less than their peers without devices. Researchers noted that these patterns held even after accounting for income, neighborhood, parental monitoring, and other factors. Again, this stuff shouldn't be a surprise to parents. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Hey, good morning. You know, there's one thing to be thankful for, and that is at least it wasn't more than $450 million in the revamped 911 system. It could have been worse.
I'm sorry, what? I didn't hear all that.
It could have been worse. You know, it's only $450 million.
Well,
for the 911 system.
So, are you saying we saved money?
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, the train going to nowhere, that's just, I just can't believe that thing is still even in existence, but that just goes to show you the stupidity in this state.
Is it possible that people are that unaware of how much money the government is wasting? Is that possible?
I was thinking about this morning. I couldn't sleep. You know, you and I and a business and all this other stuff, if there's any inkling that there's a potential something wrong with your tax return, knock, knock, who's there? Well, you're going to have to come and visit us, and we're going to do an audit on you. But California, I mean, not necessarily just California, but you're sitting there, and you don't know where the money has gone. And I know accountability, you know, but still, there's no checks and balances.
Well, the checks and balances, shouldn't they come from the people?
Yes, and that brings me up to a different point. You were talking about the book you were reading. I've called in a while back about the book I'm reading called by Kash Patel. And he was talking about how, and he used to talk, and you, I've heard you say this, you know, people stand up and say something, you know, you need to stand up. Well, if you stand up and you go to these city council meetings and these school meetings and stuff like that, then you're targeted because now you have a conservative voice. So like he said, they went after the Tea Party. They put, people inside of the Catholic Church to monitor what they were doing. They went after conservative people that were donating to conservative movements. And then the people that stood up in the schools and said something about the way that what they're being taught and so forth, and they get shut down, and then they get monitored, I guess you'd say, or then you become, a terrorist, so to speak.
Well, they label you, and then then people become afraid of being labeled. I've always said this: character is more important than reputation.
Exactly, and speak the truth. And that's the other thing too. They said, "Well, what are they going to?" They did something to Antifa. They said they were going to call them a terrorist organization. And then everybody got into an uproar because they said there wasn't really an organization, but yet they said that we were a terrorist organization. Some of the Tea Parties and stuff like that, they were a terrorist organization. So the right has called the left terrorist now, and the left called the right terrorist. So
where does that leave us?
Exactly. Some people don't want to stand up and say something because they're, again, they're afraid to have somebody that is going to label them or go on the social, you know, platform and say that these guys are whack, take things out of context, you know. Anyway.
Well, so you know this. We have people that, you know, you probably know, you know, meet at a barbecue or something like that. They talk one way, and yet they won't stand up. They won't show up for the meetings. They won't show up for, you know, whatever it is. And then they go, oh, man, that's really bad that this is happening and stuff. People aren't doing enough. You know, we have quite a few people in this county who have exposed a lot of things that are not positive. And it seems like they are out on an island by themselves with little help. You get the people behind them saying, yeah, go ahead and do that. Yeah, I love what you're doing. But they get very little help. I mean, we see that specifically at the school board here in Paso Robles. Now, why is that? Are people that afraid of retributions?
Well, I think eventually you're going to get a group of people that are going to stand up. And like you said, you're going to have one idiot out there that goes a little bit too far. And then that really, you know, then you're a right-wing extremist or a wacko. I think there's a fine line myself. I think there's a fine line, but that line has to be crossed sometimes, and you got to stand up.
Well, okay, and I'm bouncing here, but the scratching of the head. So, you know, I gave you some numbers on United States and California regarding the ICE agents. However, in California, even though it's high, where the percentage is 71, that they are 71% of Californians disapprove of the job ICE is doing, but 60% of Californians say we should protect our borders. Now, where is there any consistency in those two numbers?
It sounds like it's manipulated. Or they're asking, I mean, out of how many people? 10 people? They can manipulate it. You know, they don't say how many people they ask.
Well, but that's a big disparity, even if they are manipulating. How can, it's not even close. 60% in the state say, yeah, we need to do something about our borders, but 71%, they disapprove of what ICE is doing.
What is ICE doing?
You know, that school up in Oakland, they should be taken to task. They shut down the school for a whole day because there were ICE agents in the neighborhood. They weren't in the school. They closed the school down.
It's mind-boggling.
I mean, you just had, the parade in Santa Barbara was canceled because of concerns of immigration enforcement activity. Well, if they're legal citizens, they don't have anything to worry about. So this parade has been going on for 70 years, but because there's concerns of immigration enforcement, enforcing the law, and they shut down a parade.
And the thing about it is that was brought about. That was somebody's policy to allow the border to stay open the way that it was and the influx of people. And now they're having to deal with it, and they don't like the way that they're dealing with it. But how else do you deal with it? You're overrun by people that you don't know anything about their past. And I'm not saying that all of them are bad, but there's enough there that, you know, they're from pretty bad places.
Well, I guess it's too simple to say illegal is illegal, you know. Yep. Even if you're Mother Teresa, it's still against the law.
One more thing before I let you know the blinker's on. I was, you know, that lady that was hitting the Tascadero, I go to work every morning, you know, Monday through Friday, but I go to work every morning, and I always make a left-hand turn onto the freeway right there. And I've caught people out of the corner of my eye, usually early morning, such as now, and I've caught them out of the corner of my eye walking into the crosswalk. But my suggestion to people is this is a safe time to assume that they can't see you and assume that there's somebody inside the crosswalk every time you go. Just make sure that you're looking both directions, both forward and behind you, in case they come up from behind you.
Well, also, the realization is no matter what time of day, no matter what the signal is, the lights or, you know, whatever the conditions, realize that people are more distracted in their vehicles now than ever. You know, somebody could be sitting there at the light waiting for the signal, and they're looking down at a device. All of a sudden, it turns green, and they hit it without looking both. I mean, they, you know, they put on the accelerator without looking both ways because they're down looking at their device, and they think that, you know, oh, the light turned green. Oh, my gosh, I got to go.
Right. I've seen it.
You know, even when the light turns green, you should still be looking left and right.
Public service announcement. I appreciate your time.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Okay.
All right. Bye. All right. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Don't forget, we do have the text. Let's see here. When your poll says Americans, it's likely including residents, not U.S. citizens. The poll does not make sense. Why would U.S. citizens allow an invasion of the country? People need to learn what the terms sedition and treason mean and the consequences of those actions. Read and learn the Constitution. Observe the you can throw out terms like sedition and treason. That's all well and good, and I don't disagree with you. But you have to realize what you're dealing with. You're dealing with the American public. You're dealing with people, you know, you can't believe or make sense. Why would U.S. citizens allow an invasion of their country? Look at how people are voting in cities around the country. They're voting for socialism. I can believe it. We've seen it happening gradually over time. And now it's gone into overdrive. And now somebody's trying to do something about it, and we have a lot of Americans that don't want to see drug boats bombed, and they don't want to see illegal people and criminals being taken out of our country. I can't figure that out. I can't make any sense of it at all. Maybe you can, and that's why we're here, but we're going to go here right now.
News update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is Tuesday, December 9th at 6 p.m. City Council will discuss an urgency ordinance regarding illegal fireworks in the city, drafted in response to public comments. The ordinance would hold social hosts as liable for illegal fireworks discharged on property they are in control of. Social hosts are defined as their owner of private property or the person who has the right to use or occupy property under an agreement. Drivers can expect some delays of up to 20 minutes on Geneseo Road in Paso Robles. County Public Works will be conducting a maintenance along Geneseo Road, south of the intersection with Ground Squirrel Hollow Road, continuing about 1 mile north. Work starts Tuesday and will go through Friday, December 12th. Work will last from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 37 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Gussman. President Trump telling reporters at the Kennedy Center he is disappointed with Ukraine's leader.
President Zelensky hasn't yet read the proposal. That was as of a few hours ago. His people love it, but he hasn't. Russia's fine with it.
Trump administration officials holding another round of talks with Ukrainian negotiators in Florida Saturday. UK's Prime Minister Keir Starmer will host Ukrainian President Zelensky in London today. The controversy continues over a second strike of a suspected drug boat in the Caribbean that killed two survivors.
Some lawmakers call the second strike against the survivors a war crime. Others, a righteous one. President Trump said he would have no problem releasing the video showing the follow-on strikes.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson and thousands are fleeing the Thailand-Cambodia border after an escalation of violence. America's listening to Fox News.
The holidays have arrived, bringing friends and family together. Bovina Vineyards invites you and your guests to enjoy our award-winning wines and spectacular views from the rolling hills of El Pomar Drive. Choose one of the 16 varietals grown on our 42-acre vineyard or a brilliant blend to share around the table with those you cherish. From Albarino to Cabernet, Sauvignon Blanc to Syrah, Arneas to Zinfandel, we have a vintage to delight the heart and capture the essence of Paso Robles this holiday season.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online. DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran, and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL. It's time for sports. It's just about 8 minutes away from 7 o'clock, and it's brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
NFL Week 14, no playoff clinchers yet, but the division races are heating up. AFC South Jaguars jacked up the Colts for their fourth straight win. Indy lost quarterback Daniel Jones for the rest of the season to a torn Achilles. In primetime, the Texans topped the Chiefs to move ahead of the Colts as well. Houston has won five in a row. AFC North, the Steelers repelled the Ravens to move in front. Broncos beat the Raiders. 10 consecutive victories should make Coach Sean Payton happy.
Each win is a step. There's a number of things we're going to go back and watch the tape and be upset about. You know, some silly penalties, some missed assignments.
Maybe not. Josh Allen accounted for four scores as the Bills rally past the Bengals to make up a little ground on the idle Patriots. NFC North, Packers took their fourth straight, beating the Bears. In the West, the Rams routed the Cardinals, and the Seahawks stomped on the Falcons. Both teams now 10-3. The Saints upended the Buccaneers. Tampa Bay now tied with Carolina for first in the South. Tonight, it's the Eagles and the Chargers. The college football playoff is set. Buys for the top four teams, Indiana, Ohio State, Georgia, and Texas Tech. The next four, Oregon, Mississippi, Texas A&M, and Oklahoma, will host playoff games. Alabama held on to the 9 seed despite a 21-point loss to Georgia in the SEC final, while idle Miami somehow inched up into 10th where Notre Dame had been. The committee filled the last two spots with conference champions Tulane from the American and James Madison from the Sun Belt, leaving the Irish and their 10-game winning streak out in the cold. Baseball's winter meetings are underway in Orlando. The first order of business, Hall of Fame voting. The Contemporary Era Committee selected Jeff Kent, who hit more home runs than any other second baseman. He'll enter Cooperstown next summer, along with the writers' selections, which will be revealed next month. That's Monday Sports.
And we have a triple header coming up this Sunday. Well, the Raiders will take on the Eagles. What the heck? And then the second game has not been announced from Compass yet, but the late game, Sunday Night Football, the Vikings and the Cowboys. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist, Sleep Tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles. The Right Choice, KPRL. We have 6 minutes away from 7 o'clock.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety, and they are in Atascadero, locally family-owned and operated, that offers traffic control services. All right, nice day. Sunny, mid-60s, clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-30s. Sunny again on your Tuesday. Highs in the upper 60s. And for your Wednesday, upper 60s. Same Thursday, 70 Friday, upper 60s Saturday for the Vine Street Showcase. And mid-60s next Sunday and mid-60s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 2. Up and down. 7:01 a.m., 4:50 p.m. We are at 37 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety. Visit them online, avilatraffic.com. Moving right along here on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
World famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero, San Luis Obispo County, wide approved concealed carry training team. As we check in to see what varmints may be out there on the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound, it's our responsibility, it's our job, and it's the right thing to do. All right, Chris, I've got nothing to report here, but here you go. This is holiday stuff.
Oh, boy.
Which two of Santa's reindeer's names come from weather phenomena?
I don't even know their reindeer's the names off the top of my head. Not all of them, anyway.
You know how many there are?
No, actually. I'm guessing maybe like 12.
I don't know either. So you don't know the two of Santa's reindeer's names that come from weather?
Not particularly. I'm just going to guess one. I'll guess Blitzen.
Yep.
Okay, Blitzen is one.
Blitzen Lightning.
And that checks out. What's the other one?
Donner.
I don't know what the heck a Donner is.
I don't either, but it says here Donner Thunder.
Huh.
So Thunder and Lightning. I think there was a song about that. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station, Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. World famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's. Just visit TascaderoGunShop.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Well, no, ladies and gentlemen, because you have to be a certain age to be able to qualify here, according to our rules. Trivia is brought to you by Joe's Place. He's got three of those places there. They're around somewhere. All right, you're qualified for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Now that I'm looking at this, I probably have done this question at least 5, 10, maybe 20 years ago. Besides Mickey Mouse, the rat. Mickey Mouse is the most iconic and beloved animal character, according to this. Who's number two? Who's number two? Who do you think number two is on the list? Behind the rat, Mickey Mouse. Another one of those things where I could, don't like the rat at all. Don't know why, just don't put him up there with Casper on my list. So who's behind the Mighty Mouse? Who is number two, the most iconic and beloved animal character of all time? All right, to the phone line, we go, go, go. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Bugs Bunny.
You are right, the witty carrot-munching What's Up Doc icon. Yep, Bugs Bunny. Would you prefer Bugs over Mickey?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would too. All right, sir, may I have your name, please?
Kirk Payton.
All right, sir, we have you down, and enjoy your day and the holidays.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yep, the Bugs. The Looney Tunes, I would put Bugs, I wouldn't even put Mickey on the list. I would do it to him as I would do to Casper the Friendly Ghost. I just...
What's up, Doc? What a dope. What a maroon.
All right, the great Bugs. Coming in at number three, another one who would be on the list with Mickey Mouse and Casper, Winnie the Pooh. Chris, you have any interest in Winnie the Pooh?
I do, actually. I love Winnie the Pooh.
Okay, how about Scooby-Doo?
Love Scooby-Doo as well.
Okay, folks, here we continuing on. Snoopy.
I didn't watch much of the Peanuts, so couldn't care for him.
All right, Simba.
The lion from Lion King? Of course I love Lion King.
All right. We're done here. You got to go.
Local News Update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. Fast Travels Public Works announced a lane closure has been scheduled for a section of Niblick Road. The section will be a portion of the westbound right lane of Veterans Memorial Bridge this morning at 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. 30 students achieved perfect scores in the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District on the 2024-25 California Assessment of Student Performance and Progress. The state assessment is for grades 3 to 8 and 11, and earning a perfect score is a rare and exceptional achievement. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the mid-60s, it's 37 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Others on the list include Daffy Duck, who I would put there. Donald Duck, no. Tweety Bird, who, again, would be in the Casper thing because my mother thought it'd be cute as a, I don't know how old I was, she dressed me up as Tweety Bird for Halloween one year. I've never gotten over that. Tom and Jerry couldn't care. Anyway, that's the top 10. All right, two more to go. This hour brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. They'll get to the root of the problem. Call 805-610-8266.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.